Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all.
Somebody tell them, agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
Good evening. Good evening. Our podcast audience, thank you for tuning in to Hodge to Hodge podcast, where we have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And how apropos that song that the messenger played. Very so true. And now we will have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and thank you so much, Sister Carmen, for that lovely introduction. Once again, we come before you just as a reminder, just trying to call things back to your remembrance of how you first were. And when I mean how you first were, I don't mean how you first were when you started knowing things, but actually when you didn't know things, and just referring to like when we were a child, how we had all kinds of friends. We had technically no respective person. If you like me, I like you, and we were friends. We didn't have the judgment that we carry now. And so I'm dedicating this podcast just to us so that we could just think back on what they used to call the good old days. Not when, quote unquote, America was great, but when we were great. When we were great because we were being who it is that we truly are, loving beings. Loving beings because of the love that is within us. It is a natural state for us to love. Because of the God in us, we should love ye one another as ourselves. We have grown up and thought that we've gotten wiser, but instead of getting wiser, we got weaker. We got weaker because the natural abilities of us, we've decided to let go of and adopt the things of this world. There is scripture that says, be in the world, but not of the world. And what we've done is we've allowed ourselves to be of the world. And you can be in the world and function fantastically, but you can't be of the world. The things of the world should not be more important to you than your trueness, your greatness of who you really are. So I just want to open up and let's have conversation. Just thinking about the times where it didn't matter who you were, or what kind of job you had, how much money you had. It just mattered that we got along, we played together, we didn't have prejudgments on everyone. We need to get back to that time. We need to be able to set aside the differences that we have and realize them for differences and not for something for us to be offended by, or for us to, excuse me, not want to associate ourselves with. Because as the song said, we are all one. And I do believe if we could get people to truly understand this, if we can get people to truly understand that we are one, it is not just a saying. It is fact. It is fact. And I posted something on my Facebook page today for people to take a look at, and it says, very few beings really seek knowledge in this world, mortal or immortal. Few really ask. On the contrary, they try to wire from the unknown the answers they have already shaped in their own mind. And that's really deep. We try to, no matter what it is, we try to wire it to something equivalent to something that we already know. And if you recall through the podcasts, we've spoke about we're using limited data. And we have, in the physical sense per se, we have a much better computer than what we're using. I'll even break it down a little further. When you get a new phone, co-producer, when you get a new phone, there are numerous applications in that phone. And sometimes we use that phone up and throw it away and still haven't even touched half of the applications that it have in it. We haven't scratched the surface of what it is that the phone can truly do. And that's the same thing in which we're doing with our mind, because all we're doing is recalling data that we already have instead of allowing the spirit, the soul, to provide us with new data. And we constantly judge everything. If I mentioned anything right now, as soon as I mentioned it, each and every one of our minds would reflect back to a time that we could relate to that particular thing that was mentioned. Instead of allowing the soul to give you new outlook on things. And this is why we keep going over the same thing over and over again. We've already defined, what is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and expect different results.
And expecting different results. And if we think about it, isn't that what we're doing? Isn't that what we're doing? We're doing the same things over and over again, and we're expecting different results. We don't see it as that because it's us that's doing it, and we don't think that we're crazy, but this is what we're doing. When we have all the knowledge in the world within us, all we have to do is call upon it. But instead, we rather collect data that we've already gathered. And a lot of that data that we've already gathered, it doesn't work. But we still hold on to it because that's what we're familiar with. And we have to understand that we have to call some things back to our remembrance. So what we should do, instead of just totally just overreacting to situations, instead of doing that, stop for a moment and think. This is how you allow God, the God in you, to guide your footsteps. But if everything we do it just out of reaction, what's happening is we're just using the data that we've already gathered. And a lot of the information that we gathered, unfortunately, is not correct data. If I mention anything whatsoever about God, people are going straight to the Bible to get that data that they've already obtained, not realizing that that book is, we don't even really know how old. They told us it was 300 years old, but, you know, that's just what they told us. We don't know how much longer it was that was written, but we believe in that, and we hold on to that, and we don't allow anything to change that. And anything that comes against that, instead of analyzing that, what we do is we analyze it with already old data. This is what we do on a constant basis, and so it's hard for us to make that turn, or as Brother Mike would say, make that change, because we won't let go of the old data. And what we need to do is start relying more on the spirit within us to lead us. And we do it on occasion. There are times when we're just not sure, and we'll seek guidance, or we'll ask someone, but we're asking someone, but we're really just hearing their answer to see if it confirms what has already been told to you. See, and this is one of the reasons when we ask someone, because the Spirit has told us. But because that's new data, we can't accept it. So what we need is some kind of confirmation. So we have to, we've got to, once again, we have to go within. I mean, you know, it's a cool saying per se, but it is so true. If you don't go within, you will go without.
Amen.
And each and every one of our lives, we can see that happening on a daily basis, where we choose not to seek understanding and knowledge from the source, but we'll rather go to recall some stuff. And if we really stop and think about it, the stuff that we recalling, it didn't work out so good that time either. So why are we calling that back if that's not the result that we're looking for? If we're looking for a different result, don't we have to get different information?
Amen.
Don't we have to try something different? Because if we don't, then it is what? Insanity.
Waste of time. Waste of time.
Crazy.
Right, and so we've got to understand this, and each day, I mean, and then when we start to do this, we'll be slower to speak per se, because we do know that sometimes we quick to start speaking and not really know. And this is one of the things in which I try to bring to our attention during our other podcasts, The Attic and stuff. I'm not trying to be a rebel. I'm just trying to get us to understand that there is always another way.
Yes.
There is always two sides to a story. But a lot of times what we do is we grab the part of the story that we like and we make that to be the truth, or we make that to be our truth. And it's not true. It's just something that we want to make true. And so we've got to understand that truth, what truth really is. Truth isn't just, this is just what I want it to be. And understand me when I say that truth isn't what I want it to be when it's something else. But when it's your truth, then it can be that. But your truth can't make me wrong. If you think I should walk up the stairs and I think I should climb up the stairs, that's a bad example, but the point that I'm making is that's what you choose to do. Now, because you choose to do that, you can't make me wrong because I didn't do it just as you wanted to do. Maybe the way I decided to come up the stairs is better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have to be wise enough to know, okay, what I thought was better for me is not necessarily better for me. So we just because we want to do something, you can't call it your truth. You can call it what you want to do. It doesn't necessarily make it truth.
Okay. All right, Bill.
But when you know that it is the Spirit within you that is leading you, you can hold on to that to be truth. You can hold on to that to be truth. Because the Spirit, once again, will never, ever, 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 ever lead you wrong. Never.
That's once you come into the knowledge of being able to discern what the Spirit is actually saying to you or how the Spirit is moving you. So you have to have that understanding or that communication or that personal relationship as they say, in order to be able to discern that.
Correct. That's what we're talking about when we say you got to go within. Because when you go within, you're having that direct communication. And then once you have that direct communication, then as scripture says, my people, they know my voice. Because I've had communication with them. I know. And that's what it, and so many people, they haven't had the communication because they've relied so much on what everybody else has told them. They just believe that to be true. And not that everything somebody told you is a lie, but you've got to know for yourself who you are. Because when you know who you are, then you will know who God is. And you will also know what it is that God does. God does not punish people. You will know this, that God doesn't punish people. We even say it, but we don't believe it. We say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But, oh, why are you gone? Well, I thought this is what we live for. Isn't this what we live for? No, I'm not saying that we can't be saddened for the loss because of the memories, but, you know, we got it right when we say a homegoing celebration or a ceremony, whatever we want to call it. We can do that. It's okay to rejoice because that person that is no longer here is rejoicing because there is nothing better than being with yourself without any of the restrictions. I'm not advocating that anybody go knock themselves off at this present time to be with themselves, but that time will surely come.
Yes.
And the more you get in tune with yourself, the more when that time comes, you'll be ready for it. We've come attached to this life, which is a beautiful thing. God knew what he was doing. God knew what the plan was. You knew what the plan was. You just can't remember it. Well, you choose not to remember it because of all that outdated data in which you've gathered. It pushed the real stuff all the way in the back. So what you have to do now is stop and bring this stuff back to your remembrance. And that's what the Spirit will do if you will allow it. It will bring it back to your existence, that time when you didn't know how you was going to get out of that situation, but it made a way for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why you did what you did, but it made a way for you. It'll bring back to your remembrance that accident that you had, that you should have been gone, but you're still here. Why? The Spirit will bring these things back if you just seek it. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face. So when I that's one of the things that I was saying with regards to there is so much great guidance in the Bible. In that Bible, the problem is we've taken that Bible and we've made it as God's words instead of you helping you. It was a preset message that you sent to yourself. Some of the scriptures and stuff was preset that you sent to yourself for this present time. But instead of you seeing it as the present that you sent it for, you take it for everything else. So we've got to stop relying on our mind, per se, and start allowing the Spirit to guide us. And when we allow the Spirit to guide us, then it will educate the mind with new information that you can begin to look at things from a different perspective. One of the things that I know everybody here knows, all things
are working together. right.
And if we begin to see things like that, then we won't jump through circles soon as something happens. We'll stop for a moment and have that conversation so that we can better deal with whatever it is that's heading our way, because we know it's working together for the good.
Amen.
Now, I've got to allow the Spirit to lead me so that it'll come out for the good in the beginning, or I got to go through some stuff so that I can get the reward from it. And we all know all rewards ain't financial. There's a lot of other different types of rewards that are working every day in our lives. It's a reward to be able to get up in the morning, closing your right mind. So it's important for us to stop and start to better examine how we're going about our daily lives. We want to make a difference not only in other people's lives, but we want to make a difference in our lives. Let your light so shine that they may see you and glorify God, because that's who you are. And this is why a lot of the evangelists and stuff like that, they get so much put on a pedestal so easy, because they act as if they've had that personal relationship, that personal contact, and people see that, and with them not knowing God for themselves, they assume they relate that to God. And this is why as soon as something goes different than what they expect, then they're ready to do just like they did Jesus, crucify the person. But if we see each other as one and as the same, when that person makes a mistake, we're not so quick to condemn that person, because we realize it was just the grace of God that it wasn't us. It was just the grace of God that you obeyed the Spirit and you didn't do it. But it's important for us to see this. It's important for us to begin to open our eyes and see what it is that God is doing. And he's been doing it. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. I changed it. Not he. We've been doing it since the beginning of time. We really have. But because of the fallacies that have been given to us, we've separated. We think we've separated ourselves from God. And now we feel as if with religion and stuff of that nature, we're working to get back connected. That's like me saying I'm home, but I'm working to get home. I'm already home. So whatever great plans I had for myself when I got home, I should be doing it. And whatever great plans you have when you get connected to God, you need to be doing it and not allow religion and other people to dictate or determine just what it is that you're going to do, because it is your life. You were here. You are here to create the best life for you. And you can't create the best life for you if I'm telling you how to live your life. You're creating the best life for me that I want you to live. And what I want for you might not be what you want for yourself. And we have to see that for what it really is, and not just for a good quote or something to say. We have to live this. I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but every time you turn around, all I'm saying is, hey, there you go. If you open your eyes, you'll see all things working together for the good.
Amen.
You open your eyes, you will see it. Even when you frustrated because it didn't go like you wanted, if you stop and allow the God in you to direct you, it's got no choice but to work for the good. So I thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight to take the time to hear something that hopefully will give you the desire to get in touch with yourself. I'm not even saying get in touch with God right now. Get in touch with yourself. Because if you get in touch with yourself, guess what?
Amen.
All right, you're automatically going to get in touch with God. That's going to happen automatically. So I just want us to get in touch with ourselves so that we can better understand exactly who we are. Understand exactly what we're capable of. We're capable of doing all things through the Spirit that strengthens you, because that Spirit is everything. Said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, yes.
And you have to understand something, that your will is God's will. Now, don't get it twisted. I say your will is God's will, but that doesn't mean God's will is your will. God loves us enough that whatever it is that you want, he wants it for you. So your will is his will.
Amen. A way to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when people say God's will, God's will is that we learn how to love one another, that we recognize that we are one. Mm-hmm. 90 seconds, co-producer, a little slow this time, but all right.
Normally,
I've learned. All right.
See, my time, my Midwestern time was a little longer than that. Hey, but again, thank you. I thank everyone for coming out tonight, listening to the podcast, The Messenger. Again, it's just a message, a different message, but it's all about God. It's all about the love of God, understanding that you know, you don't need a whole lot of people for you to create that interpersonal relationship with God. In fact, you don't need anybody.
Amen.
When you seek that relationship and you find it, you'll understand what I mean when I say you don't need anybody. Everybody is nice, but you don't need anybody.
All right. Mm. All right.
Hey, so, you know, again, keep your head to the sky and understand we are here for the purpose of enjoying life or living life.
Amen.
That's our purpose. And if we just do that, as Mama say, everything will be all right. Hey, good night.
Right.
From the studio. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.